Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean. God's Will and the Ocean. True Father speaks on true parents and indemnity, page 250. We said earlier that the two most wonderful terms in the unification movement are true parents and indemnity. True parents are the ones who take care of you, who receive you when you need help, who clothe you when you are cold and feed you when you are hungry, who lift you up when you are down. Isn't that the case? If that was all, our life wouldn't be so exciting. However, because of indemnity, our life is made more exciting, more meaningful, more joyful. True parents are really the ones who teach you how to live the life of indemnity. It is the life that I have lived myself. Because of indemnity, I never do one thing at a time. Instead, I do 10 or 100 or 1,000 things at one time. The government may come and investigate my life as much as they want. While they investigate, I am adding even more things that I am doing. If they had made it their business to know everything about me, their job would never be done. They would never catch up. Where does this come from? It is because I have suffered. There has not been any kind of treatment that I did not receive. Because of that, I became a versatile person. The one who is being chased and persecuted must think more than the complacent person. He has to think more in order to survive. While others are sitting comfortably, I have always been active, thinking and moving quickly ahead. I have learned to plan as I go along. I can do many things all at one time. Do you think I am a capable person, or not so capable? Let me ask you, American women, do you want to have a husband such as me? I speak to everyone with the same intent. When I speak to professors, I make them work harder, but they don't mind. Even while I'm talking to them, speaking strongly to them, they are smiling at me. They love me for doing that to them. It is because of the principle of indemnity. In Korea, for example, they persecuted me from A to Z. In other words, they persecuted me in every way possible. However, when I speak in Korea today, they listen to me. They not only listen, when I command them to go out, they are already on their feet to do it. In Japan, it is the same thing. America will also be like this. Don't worry, it will happen very soon. There is no exception to this principle. If there is success that has been won in this way, I am one of the few people who have done it. Everyone, without exception, who has persecuted me, once they were won over, came back to me and expressed their repentance to me in tears. There is only one way to glory, and it is this suffering path that must be trodden with utmost patience. What is my plan now? It is to make every one of you a victor in this very same manner. How about that? You don't want it, do you? You don't like it, do you? The Korean way is to say, no, I don't like it, even though on the inside you do. It's very simple. One thing that I wanted to do in America was to reveal this simple secret to you. Because you have known about indemnity, you have been able to go on and on. Because of this, you will be victorious. You know something that no one else knows in America. What is that? You know the value of indemnity. You know the secret of paying indemnity. While others were running their own race, I retreated and studied, knowing that someday I would have to run a race that no one else could do. Those who have lived close to me did not even know what I had to do. It is still the same with whatever I do, even until today. There is a very good example of this in recent American history. The situation in Nicaragua is so obvious to people with a righteous mind. There was a proposal in Congress to send the Contras $14 million in aid. When Congress denied them even that small amount, I knew that something was seriously wrong, and if the situation was left alone, America would be in trouble. Congress vetoed the whole thing, but the Washington Times spoke out strongly against their policy, and after a few weeks, that veto was changed, and the Contras got double the original amount. After that, quite a few people started calling to say that Reverend Moon should stay in America, that he shouldn't go to another part of the world. Those kinds of phone calls actually came. You don't always look at the world in the same way that I do, but you need to do so. That is why I want you to get more education. You have to begin to look at the world with the same eyes as true parents. You have to understand the world through the principle of indemnity. The term true parents sounds nicer to us than the word indemnity. However, if you want to understand true parents, you have to understand indemnity. If there wasn't such a thing as indemnity, I would not be where I am today. No one would even know who I am. I know that you don't like indemnity when you begin, but there is no other way to get true and lasting success. The Christian ministers treated me very badly when I first came to America. However, if I invited all the Christian ministers to come and hear me speak, more of them would show up than members of this church. What do ministers believe in? They believe that if they have belief, they just go to heaven. That's almost superstition. And yet they call us heretics without a second thought. Their ideas are somewhat like those of people living in a children's world. It's truly ironic, isn't it? When I came back from prison, everyone was applauding me. My own family welcomed me. All the members of the church welcomed me, and many of those same ministers welcomed me. They all said that I had done the right thing. That's remarkable when you consider I had just stepped out of prison. This is history, and it has to develop in a certain way. How can you stop history? It has now been decided in heaven, and so it will be done on this earth. Even though the Western world has dominated recent history, it will eventually have to follow Reverend Moon's way. How can the Western world stand up against God once he has decided something? God has now decided to back up Reverend Moon. How can the Western world avoid it? They cannot, and eventually they will come this way too. You wait and see. There will be thousands of young Americans who will be fighting to get into the Unification Church. Now our course is miserable, but they will come looking for you anyway. Think about that. Your future course as a Moonie is wonderful. All over the country, people will be making noise that Moonism is good. The atmosphere all over the country is changing, and now there is some excitement in a good way towards Moonies. You are going to go up and up. People will come, asking about you and wanting to know where you are going all the time. They will want to follow you there. I have a reason then to be concerned. When the people start coming in, they will come in multitudes. We will have a serious competition at that time. They may even be better members than you. Before that happens, I want to put a seal upon each of you, signifying that you have passed the true course. That's why I want you to go out and work even harder. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of True Parents and Indemnity. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Godible. Godible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.